Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I am getting a little bit better, and I appreciate you putting up with me. Let's start with prayer this morning. For such a time as this, O God, help us to discern these things in our world. As your word says, a time for everything. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. And a time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Whatever it has already been, and what has been before, and God will call the past to account. These were out of Ecclesiastes, and I think they're appropriate for our morning prayer. Because I know, O God, many times we must suffer all the consequences of our sins. While you forgive, the consequences remain. America has sinned. And we continue to turn our back on you, O God. Please forgive us. As we enter into this Christmas season, may we each be humbled by your gift of love and salvation. May we each be moved to action. Show us how and when to put our prayers to action. Get off our knees and fight for you. The victory has been won. But there remains many battles yet to be fought. I beg you to continue keeping our President, President Donald Trump, and Vice President Mike Pence safe. Lead them by your word. Each morning they begin with prayer in the White House. Bless these mornings and all those around the President. We are in a time that is ugly and filled with selfishness and want for power. A nation once called by your name is now nearly insane with self. Bless today's show. And while I feel totally inadequate to be here, I am here by your design. And I ask for your blessing on the show and on me. For such a time as this, we are your humble servants. Amen. I have to confess that many mornings when I write the prayer, I set out to write my monologue. And when I get my prayer written first, kind of calms me down a little bit because I'm in an uproar over what's going on. And it has been quite a week. What a week it has been. And I thank you out there listening, my audience, for your patience with my time and my illness. I know it's been and still is unpleasant to listen to. And I've been off my game a bit, no doubt. But again, this week has been a busy week, historically. Not necessarily in a good way, although there are some celebrating. And hopefully another awakening for many Americans that simply are struggling with the reality that we, the land of the home and the free, have lost our freedom and independence. It's true. Not by a president. There's been good, there's been bad, there's been mediocres. but perpetrated for years and years by Congress. President Trump is the first actual working president we've had in many, many decades. The deep state, along with the blessings of the incorporated Congress, have been running the show. And that is why they've been fighting like junkyard dogs. Junkyard dogs. They fight pretty hard. They're big, they're mean, to protect their junk. Protect their territory. And that's what Congress is doing. That's why Democrats have been fighting like they have. They're the worst of the lot. Or are they? We wouldn't be where we are today. We wouldn't have been to that impeachment trial or whatever you want to call it, vote. When was that? That was Wednesday, wasn't it? Had it not been for the silence of the Republicans. I was amazed that they stuck together, and I'm going to tell you what, I think the Democrats were amazed that they stuck together. I think it was a good thing. And I still stand by what I say. Vote out every Democrat. Now do this even if you're a Democrat. Just take this challenge. Vote out every single Democrat and then hold those Republicans responsible. They have nobody to hide behind any longer. So today on the show is 2,255, number 2,255 shows. Now, I've been here sick a few days, but I haven't missed too many days. I've had to, had a broken arm, had to have a little surgery, and I missed that day. I missed 2 days then, the day of surgery and Monday when I thought, I'll be just fine, and I wasn't just fine. 318 days until this election in 2020, and I have a really good article that you must forgive me. I am going to read it to you. But I think you will thoroughly enjoy it. The title is The Romp in the Swamp. It's very well written. And it's predicting something that I've kind of been telling you I think is going to happen. Rudy's kind of said, nah, it's not going to happen. Nah, it's not going to happen. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope this guy's wrong. But they've put it together really neat. And it's really a good article. The Romp in the Swamp. Now, today is the 20th of December, and it is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. So I don't know if you're wearing your ugly sweaters today. I am not, because I didn't know. If I'd have known that, I'd have worn my ugly Christmas sweaters. You know, it's funny. They sell ugly Christmas sweaters now. They try to make them as ugly as possible. And it was a thing because we used to buy those thinking they were pretty, and then we got told that they were ugly. So I told Rudy on Tuesday we're going to have the Christmas Eve show, and he and I are going to wear ugly Christmas sweaters. I don't think he owns one, so he may have to go buy an ugly Christmas sweater or make one. You can make them. Take an old sweatshirt or whatever and glue some tinsel to it or something. National Underdog Day is today on the 20th of December. And Mud Day. Now, Rudy had to explain Mud Day to me. Mud is the name of the doctor that treated John Wilkes Booth when he, after he'd shot the president, he got shot in the leg, or got injured anyway. And he treated him, but he didn't report that for 24 hours, so there was a lot of conspiracy theories and theories that he might have been in on it or sympathized with it, whatever the case may be. So we had the big impeachment vote in the House on Wednesday. I'm going to open up the phone lines today, but I am going to get the Romp in the Swamp read to you later. 877-895-5410. The big story today, he's been impeached. Are they going to take it any farther? 877-895-5410. I've got something here that I think is pretty funny that Steve Bannon had said. So I'll share that with you when we come back. 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. And we will be right back.
Thank you.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Freedom isn't free, but this Christmas gift coin is. This collector coin, designed on a genuine JFK half dollar, says Merry Christmas from President Donald Trump and our beautiful First Lady Melania. It's free. You just pay shipping and handling. This U.S. currency, which is not for tender, is uniquely designed and pictures our favorite first couple hosting Christmas from the White House. This Christmas coin comes in a premium coin capsule along with a certificate of authenticity and a display stand. It's a great gift for that patriot on your list. Shipping and handling is less than $10. Order quickly, 651-888-8622. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. This Christmas commemorative coin is made in the USA and supplies are limited. It's beginning to look a lot like a patriotic Christmas. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. 651-888-8622 and tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Darlene from New Jersey. Darlene, how are you doing today?
Well, I probably would be better if I didn't hear about this budget bill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is bad. From my understanding, I mean, it funds Planned Parenthood. It gives the EPA even more money. I mean, it's over 1,000 pages, and I don't even know. Nobody knows exactly what's in it. You know, and
I think it
gives carte blanche to illegal immigrants, creating an ombudsman office or something like that. And
It has not been signed by the president yet, has it?
No, we have to stop it from getting that far.
Okay, that's where I was going.
Yeah, it went through the House. I think 100% of Democrats signed on to it. But there's even things that Democrats don't like, and they're like funding the Export-Import Bank because that just is welfare for the big corporations. So they're pulling one over on them, too.
I know that Laura Ingraham was talking about it one night this week, and she was
saying,
you know, that she hoped the president did not sign it, but I don't know. You know, the only thing they ever seem to come together on is spending.
Yeah, I don't think it went through the Senate yet, and the president has not signed it, but we have to, you know, flood the White House comment line, and whatever senators you could get that will try to stop it.
I have the White House. I have the D.C. switchboard number. Let me give that real quick. That
is
202-224-3333.
312-202-224-3121. And we have to put action to this.
Yeah.
If we're a republic, which we are, we're supposed to be, then we need to be active, because it only works if the people are working. Thank you, darling, for reminding us about that. Appreciate it.
Okay.
The omnibus bill. Thank you very much. The omnibus bill is serious stuff, and they just keep spending and spending and spending. And Melody and I tried to mention that a little bit on Wednesday, and we didn't get in too depth with it. But she, too, mentioned, you know, he said he'd never sign another one of those. Well, we'll see. And we can be upset with him. It's okay to be upset with President Donald Trump. He's not a saint. He hasn't done everything right. But I think so far he's been a decent president. So, Steve Bannon made the comment, and I think, you know, there's a lot of people don't like Steve Bannon on both sides of the arena, but he called the existential threat is President Donald Trump, but the threat is to the Democrat Party. Well, the real threat is, and I know Steve Bannon knows this, is to the deep state, and the deep state includes Congress. I'm sorry, folks, but it does. Congress has failed us so much. And I had a little something here I was going to share with you. I brought it in here every day this week and haven't been able to share it with you, and now it's missing. It's the way it goes, isn't it? But I will here in a few minutes. I'll have it for you. But it's Congress has been there. These Congress people have been there for so long that it is amazing to me that we even consider, you know, here it is on my computer. Now, this is meant to be comedy, but it's not really funny because it's truth. And now, it only gives Democrats on this, but if you want to look it up, and we can look it up very easily and see the amount of years that Republicans have been in, it won't be a whole lot different. Biden has been in politics for 44 years. Now, he's not in Congress now, but he has been. He's been vice president. He's been senator. Schumer, Kraynchuk, he's been in politics for 38 years. Pelosi, 32 years. Waters, 28 years. Nadler, 27 years. Schiff, 20 years. Shame on us. Shame on us for turning our backs on this nation and putting people like them, and certain Republicans as well, in an office and leaving them there. Now, they've been in there that many years, and the president's been there 36 months, and everything that's wrong with this country is his fault? 36 months? And it's his fault? No. Now, one thing they kept screaming about when they were trying to impeach the president, and they did, they voted to impeach him. It was bogus. Trumped up charges. There is no such thing as, what do they call it, against Congress, not obstruction. What do they call it? Yeah, obstruction of Congress. Because he wouldn't allow certain ones to come and be witnesses or come and be interrogated. Subpoenas. He ignored the subpoenas and told them to ignore them. And I think he had every right to do that, given the situation. They have no proof that he did anything wrong. Did he do everything right? Probably not. Probably not. Even Alan Dershowitz will say, it wasn't a crime. It was maybe a political suicide, but it wasn't a crime. Well, it hasn't been suicide for him because the American people accept what he did. My point is, they have to go after President Donald Trump because he's messing up what's gone on for 44 years, 38 years, 32 years, 28 years, 27 years, 20 years. And I don't know how long Schumer's been in there and some of these senators and these Republicans in the House.
but it's been a long time. That's no different than these Democrats as far as how long they've been in. Now, they got up on the floor. Solemnly, they wore black to prove that they were being solemn, even though they threw parties afterwards. And the phrases that kept coming out is, no one's above the law. That is a blatant lie. Apparently, Hillary Clinton's above the law. Apparently, Biden is above the law. Many of them in Congress are above the law. They vote themselves exempt from certain laws. So when they get up and say that, they ought to be smacked in the back of the head with the two before is what they ought to be. I know, that wasn't nice. But I've had a cold all week, so it's okay if I'm a little grumpy. It's better than what I usually say. I'm for capital punishment, just so you know. But they get up and they say that. Now, three years ago, they were talking about our founding fathers in derogatory ways. They're kicking down their, they're okay with removing the statues, taking their names off of colleges and universities, and now all of a sudden, Wednesday, they start quoting them. Over and over and over again, our founding fathers, they'd be rolling over in their graves. Yes, they would. They'd be rolling you over in your grave is what they'd be doing, because they'd be duking it out with you. And so they were, that was one thing they kept saying, and then they kept quoting the founding fathers, and they started out saying we were a republic. Pelosi gave that little speech. And then they continued throughout the night, we must save the democracy. We have to make this vote to save the democracy, save the democracy. We have a phone call from Larry in Missouri. We're going to go to Larry. Larry, how are you doing today? Larry, are you there? Did we lose Larry? Oh, there you are. How you doing, Larry? Yep. I believe we got a phone problem. Are you there, Larry?
Yes.
Okay, there you are. What's on your mind, real quick?
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be a republic, and they want to change it to a democracy. Yeah, I see what you mean. Hey, we need new people in Congress and in the Senate. New people to vote for. Every time we go to polls, it's the same people we've got to vote for.
You're right. You're right.
We need new people, new faces in there.
You're absolutely right. Are you going to run?
Yeah.
You do that, Larry. You know, actually, I'm serious. We do need a lot of our listeners to consider that, whether it's on the local level or the state level or the federal level. We need some folks to really consider running for office. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate that. You're absolutely right. We need new names. We need new people to vote for. But they kind of got a racket going. And that's why we don't have new names. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We come back. I'm going to, unless you call me, 877-895-5410. But I am going to read this to you. The Romp and the Swamp coming in 2020. You're going to love this article. Or it may make you mad. I don't know which. Anyway, we'll be right back.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. That music coming in on from that bump, I like that. It almost sounds like Scrooge. Doesn't it? It almost sounds like Charles Dickens with Ebenezer Scrooge. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Yeah, very good show, Beth Ann. I wanted to say something that I haven't heard anybody say anywhere on any of the mainstream media. History is repeating itself. Nixon said the reason he was resigning is because it would open a can of worms if he went through an impeachment trial. And I see that our Speaker of the House is caught between a rock and a hard place. And I suspect she's made a deal with Trump. Says, okay, we won't do the trial in the Senate because it'll open a can of worms. So here's what I'm proposing. I'll hold off so that you don't get assassinated. As long as deep state rumors think they can remove him by impeachment, they will not shoot him like they did Kennedy.
I'm going to disagree with you and agree with you. I believe Pelosi has made a deal, but I don't believe she's made the deal with President Trump. I think she and Schumer and McConnell are making deals. And I think they're doing it to save save Democrats and Republicans that have been in on this coup. I think that's what's going on. Now, I could be totally wrong, but I think that's what's going on.
You agree with that?
That's the can of worms, yep. That's the can of worms.
And, thank you.
And my prayers keeping him from being assassinated. The prayers every day going up. I appreciate it, Roger. Thank you so much. You know, we're in a mess. And it's been a mess for a long time. But if there's one thing that this president has done in all of his craziness, in his, how he doesn't hold back. What's the phrase you use? Doesn't have a filter? I think he might have a little filter, but he doesn't hold back a whole lot. Which is kind of the way we are in our lives. I think that's one reason the American people like him. Now, I'm not a Trump fan. Not as far as how he lived his life and the marriages and the affairs that he had and that he was the playboy. But he has worked hard all his life. And even in those discretions or indiscretions, those wrongs, he always seemed to put his family first as far as his kids. He's done a good job with them. I do not necessarily approve of Ivanka's theories and or some of the things she wants to do because I think it's more spending for of American dollars that doesn't need to be spent. She and I would need to sit down and have a little chat, that's all. But I know that they want to do what's, you know, even some people that are on the socialism side, they want to do good things. But you got to think ahead. And that's what they're not doing. Why are we in a situation where women don't really have a choice of whether to work or not to work? I mean, there are some places where they do. But on a whole, most women don't really have a choice. And there are some places where they do have a choice, and the woman's chose to work, and the man's chose to stay home. And I don't have a big problem with that. I think it's up to the family what they're going to do to raise those kids, rather than you just throw them at somebody else to be raised. All right. The romp in the swamp, and I didn't get who wrote it. Oh, darn. Because when you, particularly this is that website, this news site that I've told you about. It's AM Greatness. It stands for America Greatness. But it's just AM Greatness. And they have numerous writers, and I'll find out who the... But when I hit the print button, it doesn't put the author on there. So unless I can remember, I don't have it. So the romp in the swamp is coming in 2020. And I hope you've got your coffee ready, because you're going to love this little fairy tale. And let's hope that's what it is. Well, to a degree, I'd like the ending. Remember the thriller in Manila? Or the rumble in the jungle? Fraser versus Ali? Wouldn't hold a candle to the coming match of the century. Mark it down. It will be Trump versus Clinton. The romp in the swamp. Donald, the Manhattan blue-collar billionaire and reigning champion of the free world against crooked Hillary, the two-time loser who must think the third time is a charm. Yes, 2020 is about to shape up in an unexpected and unprecedented rematch. And here's how it goes down. Going from the Golden Belt, an ultimate prize, in one corner, we have the incumbent president of the United States, who has delivered on all his promises and made us stronger, safer, and richer than ever. The instrument of the divine, Joe Diaz. In the opposing corner, we have the woman, who was only a candidate because of her rapist husband. She is a favor of globalism, identity politics, and apologizes for American strength. Especially these days. This despite her hypocritical uber hawkishness in office when she was the failed Secretary of State for lightweight wimp President Barack Obama. The two dueled in 2016 and Trump thumped her convincingly in an upset And the Electoral College victory was large, 304 to 227. Interruption right here. You'll never hear the mainstream media say that. They always say she won the popular vote. They'll never tell you he not only beat her, he thumped her with the electoral vote. Now she wants more. A comeback. And since the Democrats do not have another viable candidate, in spite of having 24 crazy options, from socialists to fake Indians, from Spartacus to gay mayor, and even old creepy Joe, Hillary will be back yet one more time. Here's how it happens. Bernie's operation narrowly lost the Iowa caucuses in 2016. People have said that Hillary cheated there. It is likely that a lot of the Sanders 2016 operation still feel the burn in 2020. New Hampshire is also Sanders territory. First place showings in both look likely. By the time South Carolina rolls along, Biden will be looking like the only thing standing between the Democrats and an ass-kicking like the one comrade Jeremy Corbyn just got across the pond. That's where the axe comes down. Just like Jeb Bush, another busted flush of candidates, Biden will be forced to pull out after losing South Carolina. At this point, the favor of the month candidate will have a short run to inherit the support of the Democrat Party's mainstream in Nevada. But it'll be too late. Hillary's plan will have worked. The long path has begun towards a broken convention, one that begs Hillary to ride in on a white horse and save us from bad Trump's second term, just like she dreams of every day. She can always count on the superdelegate vote, except in 2008, I guess. Ouch. And the mainstream candidates will gladly make their bid for VP with their delegate factions, just like the old days. Are you interested in this fairy tale? I think it's a lot of fun. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code radio and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word radio.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Liberty Oil Field Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period. Liberty Oil Field Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oil Field Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm sharing with you a little fairy tale. It's called The Romp in the Swamp, coming in 2020, and it was written by Ted Mollick, M-A-L-L-O-C-H. And he writes for American Greatness, and you can go to that website. It's a new one, as far as I know. It's new to me, anyway. amgreatness.com. There's a lot of great writers in there, and some I agree with, some I don't. Some are probably right and I'm wrong, but anyway, that's the way it is. I have been saying for a long time, with the weak Democrat candidates that we have, that Hillary's going to come back and run. And I've gotten some cross-eyed looks and you know, shaking of the heads, and apparently this guy thinks the same thing. So let's pick up where the story was. Where were we here? Oh, there it is. All right. So, she is the best they can do. Even the billionaires, Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer, cannot buy their way in. They'll be busy making sure the candidate is someone they can work with, like Hillary. Bloomberg has been busy building a coalition. Now, this is true. Building a coalition of lefty mayors like himself and coal magnate dire crusades against climate change. Watch as the party lines out of their operations spread into the audition scripts of the Democrat candidates who will be reading for them. What will the central issue be? Cut taxes or increase them? Build a wall or let them all in? Defend America might or try more diplomacy and giveaways. Have a private health system or socialize it. Increase GDP and growth rates or go back to no growth and more poverty. Support the Second Amendment or take away your guns. Judge people based on their merits or use identity and race to decide everything.
The prognosticators, have it as a third-round knockout. After Clinton is knocked down four times and bleeding badly, the referee will feel sorry for her. The match will be recorded as the slugfest that never ended, and the result even larger than before. After the fight, Clinton will allege Russian collusion, Ukrainian compromises, and say he should immediately be impeached and removed from office. But in the end, she'll have cashed in on yet another round of lucrative campaign grease for her folks. Stayed in the headlines and written yet another memoir she can use as an excuse for listening to her to prepare for 2024 campaign. The American public is tired of her profiteering globalism that always comes at their expenses. With almost 70 million people voting for him this time and carrying all but the few coastal states, Trump's second term will be the walk in the park. America will be stronger than ever as the president chants, "We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. We will make America great again. USA, USA, USA." It is truly mega country. I'm not sure how you think it's going to play out. But unless they pull a fast one in the Senate, and I wouldn't put it past them, President Donald Trump will win, and he will win big. Now, they've got you in the polls, even on Fox News, it's going to be a close race. They don't even know who he's running against, and it's going to be a close race. No, it's not. And if people didn't wake up before, after what Pelosi did this week on Wednesday, withholding sending this urgent impeachment to the Senate, you should have been awakened then. Because it ain't about you. It's about politics. It's about the deep state. It's about Congress running this show, not a president. Unless it's one of their choosing. Unless it's a puppet, like Obama. I do think that it is not out of the question that Hillary Clinton will run for president on the Democrat ticket. Well, this is meant to be funny. And this one, what I just read to you by Ted Mulock, was pretty funny. Unfortunately, I think it could be true. Unfortunately, I think the end would be true. But right now, I'm just not sure about Americans. I believe in America, but...
We had a comment on Facebook about a Hillary-Michelle ticket.
Well, I could make another comment, but I won't. I have been disappointed in women in politics. Now, I heard that gasping out there, women. But what those women did, claiming on the Democrat side that they're doing this for their children as they stand there day in and day out telling everyone to kill their babies. It's just not real for me. So, here it is. Suddenly it hits me. I just realized something. My dog sleeps about 20 hours a day. He has his food prepared for him. His meals are provided at no cost to him. He visits the doctor once a year for his checkup, and again during the year if any medical need arise. For this he pays nothing, and nothing is required of him. He lives in a nice neighborhood in a house that is much larger than he needs. But he is not required to do any upkeep. If he makes a mess, someone else cleans it up. He has his choice of luxurious places to sleep. He receives these accommodations absolutely free, excuse me. He is living like a king and has absolutely no expenses whatsoever. Now, it shows this dog sitting in the easy chair in this picture. All his costs are picked up by others who earn a living. And I was just thinking about this.
and suddenly it had hit me like a ton of bricks. My dog is a congressman. You thought I was going to say Democrat, didn't you? My dog is a congressman, because I've seen it before as a Democrat. You know, folks, we've had some fun today. But I want you to think about, even if you're a registered Democrat, what road do you really want this nation to take? Do you want it to take a road of where those few that are working are supporting everyone else? Or an independent and free nation that gets government out of the way so that we can prosper? I choose the latter, and so did our founding fathers. They did not choose socialism like the Democrats are trying to promote. But it's our fault. We're the ones who keep putting them in there. And we're the ones that can stop it. We're the ones that can bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.